Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. By the time of the ancient Greeks, it seems that mythology had said just about everything there is to say about human nature. But as A. David Lewis, adjunct professor of religious studies at Merrimack College, explains, modern mythology continues to ask questions about human nature in some very colorful ways.
Comic book superheroes like Green Lantern, Wolverine, or Thor so frequently venture into the afterlife, call it heaven, hell, limbo, Sheol, Valhalla, paradise, the fire, that the recurring conventions of such tales constitute its own superhero subgenre. These recurring generic elements help ensure that the story still makes sense to the Western reader. It makes sense when one's soul continues separately to function after the death of the body. It makes sense, at least narratively, that existence after death is its own reality, separate from the everyday world and not some illusion. The new superhero afterlife subgenre can support these readings, sure. However, it can also be regarded as masking an alternate understanding of narrative character and suggesting an alternative model of selfhood to readers. When we read, we tend to identify with characters, and conversely, we tend to recognize characters in terms of how they resemble the way everyday people act. Often, though, our models for characters in our fiction and people in our lives is as complete, whole selves. This, though, may not be accurate. Many cultures recognize a wide variety of facets constituting an individual, many, many elements or energies constituting an umbrella soul. The comic subgenre offers a lens for integrating multiplicity into particularly American religious practices and considerations of the afterlife. Green Arrow's soul can have a conversation with his body. Green Lantern can spread his essence across many realms at once, and Hercules can square his godly self against his mortal self. Don't absently buy into the popular belief in having one single soul when the outlandish idea of a multiple self works just as well in stories. And if it works in stories, why not also in our lives and in our faiths? This spandex thanatology and these superhero sojourns into the afterlife better matches with the goals of religious pluralism and healthful self-understanding.
That was David Lewis of Merrimack College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.